There's so many options.
So many options.
So many. There's so much possibilities. There's so many, certain things.
So many pecs. Yeah. So little time.
Yeah. So, and I think.
Welcome to the Boyfriends Podcast, where we help you find your circle
and your man.
I'm Jared D. King. I'm here with Renee, Noel, and Mike. And we have a fun topic for you on our season finale today. So we're going to talk about how important are labels in a relationship. Mike.
Hi. Hello. How are we?
You kind of hit me up with this, with an idea for this topic. Could you fill us in?
My two friends suggested this because they listened and they're like, oh, I'm very intrigued to see what everyone's opinion on this would be, because we kind of had this conversation with a friend before in our little circle. And she was like, oh, the title doesn't matter. But then I was like, well, I want loyalty. I want. She wants everything that comes with a title. And I was like, work, okay. I'm not going to share my opinions. But I was like, that doesn't make any sense.
So I will share all of my opinions.
Yes.
All you guys go first.
But that was a couple years ago, so I feel like her opinion changed, but I won't bring it back up. See what you guys think.
That's interesting. So you're saying, like, with the loyalty and all that, like, there kind of needs to be, like, a label placed on top of that.
Yes, I think so, at least. Like, if I'm going to be committed to you in a relationship, I want the title, and knowing what comes with that is sort of, like, I hate using the word loyalty. I think today we misuse it, and we want, like, blind loyalty of, like, whatever I say or do.
Yeah.
Like, autonomy is
respect.
Yeah.
Consistency.
Yeah, because to me, loyalty is more so I'm committed to you. I will agree with you when I think you're right, but also calling you on your BS and saying, hey, you're out of line. Like, what you're doing isn't right.
I think so, too. I mean, you know, I know I've said that loyalty is a big thing for me before on this show. But yeah, blind loyalty is not necessarily it.
Yeah.
You know, I think you need to be. I think you just need to be supportive, and you need to be present in the relationship. And I think, you know, not suddenly switching up on somebody is like, that would be the disloyal side of that. But I mean, as far as like labels are concerned, I personally do think that they're important. You know, a lot of people like to say that they don't like labels and, you know, it is what it is or whatever. I mean, and especially for like labeling your sexuality or something. Like, some people will be like, oh, I don't like, you can call me gay if you want to, but I'm not really into the label thing.
I don't subscribe to labels.
I feel like, but I think like at the same time, if you're communicating something to someone else, there needs to be a quick and succinct way to communicate that. Yeah. And I think labels are like an easy way of doing that.
Yeah, right? I think they set, like, or you're able to set your mind to it as well and be like, this is my expectation of everything. Right. And that's what I like. So it's like, okay, if I know this is a hookup, I know what to expect. I'm like, okay, we're done. Like, toot it and boot it. We're moving on.
Yeah.
Like, I'm dating. I'm like, all right, I'm trying to get to know someone and all that. And like, what I expect out of a date and all that. Yeah, but like when it comes to a relationship, that's a completely different thing. And I don't want you, like, if I'm in a committed relationship, I'm not, and it's not open, I'm not trying to like lose you or anything like that.
Like with somebody, like if you didn't have a label on a committed relationship and somebody asked you like, what are you guys?
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, that's my friend.
Yeah.
I would be like, what?
You're like, wait, hold on. We've been
the
seeing each other.
The popular term now is situationship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good old situationship.
So look, if you, gross. You say that.
Gross.
Like, there's not going to be a situation.
Yeah. Gross. The situation is me leaving.
Right. So let's talk about like the labels for like status in a relationship. Like, there's like the talking stage, and then you're dating, and then you're like, you're exclusive or something.
Okay.
Like,
I'm just gonna say it now.
Yes.
I hate when people call it, we're just talking.
Yeah.
We're just talking. Fuck off.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you've never met them, so you just talk. That's it.
Yeah.
You never met that person. You just talk.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. All right.
Like, that makes sense.
Ooh, she's triggered.
We're just talking.
Right.
You're dating. Be You're a grown dating. Up.
Yeah. Dating is talking and dating. Same thing.
It's literally the same it just, thing.
People are scared. They're like, I have to say talking because they get triggered by the word dating probably.
I know, but like why?
But I'm not saying it's right. But I like, know. But it's like.
And I feel like people who are afraid to scare someone away say like, oh, we're just talking.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
like if someone is scared away. Because you say that you're dating them. Mm-hmm. Dating can have a lot of terms, especially if you're honest with someone yeah. and you talk about like, hey, so like this, I really like you, but I'm still seeing other people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's, you can still be dating.
Yeah. I agree.
I do also think that when you say dating, there's a tendency to, like the way that it translates to some people is that it's like you're like dating as opposed to, oh, you've gone on a few dates.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
do you
like
get what I'm saying? It's a little bit more serious then.
But also, yeah, we've been on a few dates. That so means we're dating.
Right.
Yeah. Like it's just the
pattern. You're right. You're right. You're exactly right.
Or is there a difference between dating and being obviously exclusive?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a big difference.
Then we're boyfriend and boyfriend, girlfriend and girlfriend, boyfriend and girlfriend.
Because dating, well, I could still.
So that's another question. See others. Like if you're exclusive, are you boyfriend
yes
girlfriend,
yes like if you're exclusive that means you're not seeing anyone else, that means you're dating that one person yeah. and you're in a committed relationship, which yeah. means
right
you're boyfriend and girlfriend or girlfriend and
well
girlfriend
I well I personally agree yeah. but I'm just playing devil's advocate, like is there a case would some people say would some people be like in an exclusive relationship or get to the point where maybe they've just crossed the dating threshold into exclusive territory,
mm-hmm.
Are they gonna not ascribe that title to their significant other, like the boyfriend and girlfriend thing? Would they like?
I think it's someone that's like, we're exclusive, but I don't really wanna be in this. And they're like kind of like half in, half out, and they're like, I just don't wanna say, like, you can't let that person down or something like that.
I feel like when, from personal experience,
mm-hmm.
when I met Carlos, I said, this is what I want. These are my expectations. Mm-hmm. I want to have a partner. I want a boyfriend first. Someone who's committed to me. Why was it committed? committed to me, loyal, respectful. But I wanted, he knew that. But when we were seeing each other, we went on many dates. And people were asking me, like, what are you both? I mean, we're just seeing each other. And I didn't want to have a label on him because in case like I can say that if it didn't work out, I can say, oh, just someone I saw.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And I wanted him, because I knew what I wanted. I wanted him to want it more than me.
Mm.
So that's when he asked me to be his boyfriend like 6 months later.
Aww.
But I wanted it so bad. Like month three, I was like, I wanted to be my boyfriend so fucking bad, but I'm so scared.
I see. I would prefer seeing each other over the term talking.
Yeah.
I would prefer that.
We saw each other a lot because we dated during the pandemic, during COVID, during pandemic that summer.
Right.
So we got to know each other like a lot without people around us too. Mm-hmm. So we're just like alone.
Gotcha. Yeah. I mean,
like you could also just not listen to my advice because like I've never really had like an exclusive boyfriend, but that's because maybe I could be at fault here and I could be like the very like aggressive, like I just need a label on it. Like yeah. I need to know because like I feel like people just like avoid labels to string people along. And yeah. I hate that.
Yeah.
Like, okay. So, but then they get like, I whenever I dated a guy and they don't put a label on it, I'm going to start seeing other people. Like yeah. I'm going to date, I'm going to have sex with other people.
Yeah.
And then they get mad at me. They're like, yeah, but we've been talking. I'm like, great.
Yeah,
it's like right.
People don't want to get hurt. I think from the labels, if they're like, well, if I put a label on this and then they end up leaving or something like that.
I mean, that's just a risk you gotta take.
It's life.
Life.
What about feelings get involved without labels? Like how you just said that, like if that person says to you, "We were just dating," you could easily exit out without a label.
Yes.
What about what about feelings? What about like?
I mean, like I have feelings; they exist.
No, I know.
Like, yeah, I'll have like some disappointment. It'll be less of a heartbreak than like saying that like we were boyfriend and girlfriend. But I feel like dating is a very evergreen term, and I feel like talking just takes out so much of what you could mean to each other.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's almost like just disrespectful to like what you have between you almost.
Mm. Right.
That is my opinion. Okay. I get it. I'm very much like a commitment person. Yeah. And even if I'm not, like, I have like my friends with benefits. I asked him, like, we need to put a label on it because I actually want you as my friend too, because I like hanging out with him. Yeah. He's hilarious.
I mean, it's important to know.
Yeah. And so I said to him, I was just like, do you want to be just booty calls? But I would like to be friends but with benefits. Is that cool? He's like, oh yeah, no, I'd like that too.
Right.
Just honesty, people.
Yeah. Right.
Have the conversation.
I'm very attracted to you right now.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. That was unexpected.
That she knows what she wants.
I do.
You know, it's like, it's interesting because I feel like we do a lot of tap dancing around what we want, and we won't just put it out there and let the other person take it or leave
it. You have to, because you never know anything if you don't put it out there.
Right.
Like, closed mouths don't get fed.
So what about, like, if we were to get married?
Yes.
Would you call your significant other your husband?
Absolutely. Okay. I can't fucking wait.
Would you not?
There are some people who... Okay, so I know...
That is the most allergic to commitment I've ever heard.
I know a couple.
When I get married, I'm going to be so fucking annoying.
I don't mean to put judgment on people.
On purpose.
I don't know your life. I don't know your trauma, but... Really? You're married to someone and you don't like putting a label on it?
So what do they call each other?
I don't know. I think
life partner.
Maybe partner, significant other, something. I mean, I know in my particular case with my friend, he's not like the super squishy romantic.
Lovey-dovey.
That kind of stuff just kind of sets
That's
him.
Not him, yeah.
It's just not him. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that he's not, like, in the relationship, right. You know? They haven't really gotten used to the labels yet. They've been married for about six, seven months now.
I'm like you. I would get stoner like this, my husband.
Yeah.
You see him?
Has anyone seen my husband? I can't find my husband.
Has anyone seen my husband? I'd be walking through Target, like, on a cloud.
Husband.
Oh, I don't need help finding the towel. Cool.
I would be so mad.
Have you heard that joke from that comedian, that girl, when she got engaged and she felt like so like above everyone? She's just like, I don't need help finding towels in a Target. I have somebody that loves me. That's exactly how I would be. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
It's funny because and before I thought about marriage, like, I would see people post like, oh, my husband and I. And I was like, your husband has a name. But now it's like, I get it. Like, I want that too.
No, I mean, I think it could be seen as a little bit of a political kind of thing.
Yeah, it gives us.
Like, even in that sense, like you had just mentioned, it's like, you're letting us know that you're married. You're letting us know you have a husband. You're letting us know, you know.
I'm letting everyone know, and like, even like, with everything happening right now, like, I'm entitled to the same rights as anyone else. Mm-hmm. I have a fucking husband.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One day. One day.
One day.
So wait, how long have you guys known each other?
3 years.
Okay. So my other question is, like, why does it take gays so long to get married? Why do we have... And I'm not judging your relationship
I'm just saying. The gays.
I feel like we'll be together for like 7 years before we actually like, oh, let's get married.
But like, I don't think that's a bad thing. Well, no. Some people I know rush.
I won't say it's a bad thing.
I have a friend that moved in with her boyfriend 6 months in. Mm. And I don't think it's a good relationship. I'm going to be honest.
Does she listen to this?
I take my mom's advice with that, and she said don't move in with your boyfriend. Move in until with your husband.
Yeah.
And so I don't think I'd move in with a guy until we're like engaged, honestly, because you also need to know how they live.
Yeah.
I need to know, am I going to be your mother?
I just find like there's a point of like going slow or rushing it, and it feels like
Fools Rush In. It's a good movie.
I mean, I love that movie. Right. It's like, why are you rushing your life to like meet a goal rather than just
because
enjoying
sometimes
it?
People rush because it's so hard to lock down someone and they go all
but then you
throttle.
But then you settle for someone mid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's interesting because it's like people try to hit these life markers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As opposed to assessing whether this person.
I thought by now I would be like married with like a child and like a dog and a husband and a house stuff. Like, yeah. Doesn't work that
way. A lot of
way.
People are like, you know, doesn't by 30, I need way. To be.
Yeah. I would like
by
to be.
By 35, I need to be. Yeah.
I told Carlos before I turn like 45, I would like to be married.
That's reasonable.
Carlos.
That seems reasonable.
Let me help you pick out the ring.
He knows. Like, I'll be 39 in August.
Okay. That's reasonable.
Yeah. You're going to be the cutest dad.
We'll see. we talk about like weddings and stuff like that. We both want the same things.
That's great.
Like where we want to have it, who we want, what we want in our wedding, the idea, the look,
yeah,
makes sense. As far as like time, I'm like, I don't want to be I don't want to get engaged in a rental.
That's fair.
I want to buy a house first and then get engaged and then the marriage part.
Yeah.
Is that because you want the house in your name?
Actually,
get that deed, baby.
No, we're discussing it. That would be on both.
I'm just being messy.
I know. No, I told.
Hey,
that's
not messy. No, marriage.
No, I
get your name on that deed.
I told him like, I want to do this. Like, you can be added to it later.
Right.
That's up to you. But he's like, no, I want to like divide the work. Mm-hmm. I'm like, mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Awesome.
Also, I was kind of thinking about it, and so I think, like, just addressing your question of why gay men tend to wait a bit longer before getting married, or even just putting a label on things, I think it's because, obviously, traditional will change, yeah, and I'm hoping it changes soon, but in hindsight, the world that we live in right now, traditionally, man and woman get married, man and woman have baby, man and woman like do this. And yeah, it's like, it's very much following that traditional linear time of what a relationship looks like. But you guys kind of start off non-traditional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so maybe it kind of like can warp the timeline. It can maybe feel a little bit more confusing because you guys don't have that set linear timeline.
Right. Like a goal.
Yeah. You do have those milestones, but maybe it just kind of throws it off a bit. Right.
Yeah. I mean, I'll also say like some people come out at different stages in their lives. Mm-hmm. So I've been out since I was 17, but if I go out with somebody who just came out like last year, they're still technically a baby gay, even if they're older.
Baby
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like they're
new
still
to the world.
They're still new to the whole thing. So that could be a piece of it as well. Mm-hmm. You're just trying to like wait for this guy to like
that. And then I also think I feel like we also are weighing our options sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many options.
So many options.
So many. There's so much possibilities. There's so certain
many,
things.
So many pecs.
Yeah.
So little time.
And some people rather do that than like put a label on it. I
just see what else is out there for you.
Right. Wait. Am I really gonna delete this Grindr right now? I don't know.
Yeah. Like stuff like that. You're like, is this?
It could also vary person to person. Like whose timeline looks like. So for me, I definitely prefer somewhat non-traditional because, like, you know, I come from a family of divorce. The only stable relationship that I've ever seen in my life is my sister and her husband, Khalid. Mm. Amazing. And so, honestly, my dream relationship is, like, we're dating for a while. We get, like, a place together and we have a baby and then, like, 20 years down the road, we're like, you just want to, like, fuck up and get married?
Right.
Like, we've already been here. Like, let's just do it.
Let's get it over with.
Taxes, right?
Yeah.
That kind of thing. So I think I would prefer traditional and non-traditional. It just depends. It depends on the person, the relationship. And I think that also kind of falls down to, like, what you guys want to put a label on. But also, don't lie to yourself when putting a label on something.
Yeah.
Don't say, like, that's my boyfriend, when you know for sure he is not committed.
Yeah, no. that's important.
Speaking
as well.
Of, like, labels and weddings right now, like, between the two of you, like, your verse, as you say.
With the eye roll.
your verse, your bottom.
Yeah.
You want to get married?
I don't know. And I don't feel like an end goal. I'm just like, I just want to find someone that I enjoy with and want to spend time with.
Could you see marriage in your future, maybe?
I mean,
maybe.
If I like them enough, I would get married.
Would you want to be asked because you're the bottom?
I probably, but also it's more so like, I don't want to ask anyone. I don't know. I just don't have like that.
What
drive.
About you, Jared?
So I would like to get asked not because of a positional thing. I get where you're going with that.
Yes.
But I would like to get asked because I feel like I do so much initiating.
Mm. Mm. I'm the same way, no. So I feel that.
That makes so much sense, yeah. Mm.
If somebody else were to initiate the next step, I think that would be a big deal for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
I've always seen the dynamic between couples that are gay that I've seen so far that one's more dominant than the other, mm-hmm. and then the dom will ask the bottom to be married.
Yeah.
In my case, like, I want him to ask me.
Right.
Because of your reason.
Does he know that? Or is it
I told you, how did you
let him know that?
I said, I want to be asked.
Okay.
Period.
And he was like, okay.
I gave him everything in the beginning of us talking, like, this is what I want. Blah, 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 blah.
We love a man who knows what he wants.
Yeah, because I just knew what I want, like, going into it.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's up to you whether you want to go around for the ride. Mm-hmm. And obviously he's been along for the ride.
Maybe something on your mind, Mike.
So when it comes to, like, getting married, I also don't give a fuck about a ring. Like, I'm not, like, a jewelry person. Yeah, so, like, to me, I'm like...
I know the one that I want.
Mm. Yeah.
But then we went camping 2 weeks ago. And we were by the pool, and this guy had a ring on, and it shined in my eye. I'm like, what the hell is that?
Right.
I thought it was a cock ring for a second. But it was.
I've actually seen really nice, like, masculine cock engagement rings.
Oh, cock rings.
No, engagement rings.
The one he had is exactly what I wanted.
Okay.
Did you get the info?
Do you know what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like, it's just a band with a bunch of diamonds around it, crossed around it. It's really sparkly.
Yeah,
I want something like very big and sparkly on my finger.
See, now I had come to the conclusion that I don't need, I'm probably going to blank this out because I don't need anybody else really knowing this, but I don't need a diamond on my, I could do like the, what do you call it, moissanite or whatever.
Oh, the like artificial diamonds?
Yeah.
Zirconium?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want it to be sparkly.
You can give me a ring from, like, Walmart, and I'd be fine. I don't give a fuck about a ring. I'm just not a jewelry person like that.
I feel like you would get tired of explaining why you have a Walmart ring on your
marriage. I just don't wear jewelry like that. I don't give a fuck.
I want a real diamond.
Yeah.
I am the sparkle.
I want an oval cut with a halo gold band.
Okay.
I'm a size 7.
I'm a size 13.
So honestly, I would like a real diamond. One, because it's like, I think of it more as like a representation.
Yeah.
And also a fucking down payment. Because traditionally, women do a lot of work in the household.
Yeah.
They take care of the kids. And I want kids. And I'm going to be out of commission for a whole 9 months, more than once. That's going to ruin my body. And also, a lot of the feminine stuff in this world costs way more money than masculine stuff. That's my hair. That's my clothes. That's my makeup. So,
and feminine products.
If you want me to be your wife and take on that wifely duty,
it's gotta be diamonds.
I need a down payment. I need that commitment right now.
Okay.
Well, that's a good reasoning.
So I would like to challenge you here.
No, go for it. Here. That's just my beliefs. And I feel like there are some men that also believe that, and the men that don't, I'm not for you.
Okay, so here's the thing.
That's
because like when you know the history of the diamond ring, it really was just some guy who was like branding it as the end all be all of commitment. Like, he did a really good job of branding
it. Yeah, no, I know that.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's like we're all kind of brainwashed to get diamond rings. Like, you could do, like...
Well, also, when a woman was, traditionally, a woman was supposed to be the one with the dowry, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Bridgerton.
Ever After.
Okay.
Yeah. Of course. Obviously, you're talking to a gay crowd right now.
Yeah, so traditionally, it was a woman who was the one who worked, who brought, like, the money. The, like, all right, you take my daughter kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you're not taking me from anyone. Like, I'm an independent woman. Like, I need the down payment kind of thing. I'm making the commitment to being your wife in a lot of, like, house chores. And like I said, again, I want to have children, my body and stuff. And obviously there are going to be ways that I'm going to say, like, thank you. Like, hey, you give me this engagement ring, I might give you an engagement watch that's like of equal value.
That's nice. Yeah. Honestly, I think about it, I would get a tattooed ring, if anything. I think.
Oh, that's sweet.
Because I also like tattoos. I would rather do that. Like yeah. that, I would, I'd be like, yeah, I have to wear this.
That's cute.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just like, yeah, wedding ring. I'm also not thinking about marriage at all right now in this moment.
You're how old are you?
I'm a sensible 27. Sensible 27.
Oh, yeah, you have, yeah.
I'm just trying to enjoy life. Enjoy your life right now. Find like someone I enjoy life with.
Enjoy your life right now.
So that's what I'm trying to do.
No, I mean, I think for me, like the whole diamond thing is like, I would take a diamond ring. I would take a diamond ring.
I would sell it.
You would sell it. You would go a step farther. Yeah. That's hilarious. No, but I think like the moissanite diamonds, like they're artificial. They look the same. They're...
You can't tell. Yeah.
You can't tell. And they're not like mined by, you know,
they're not blood diamonds.
Cheap labor or something. You know, it's like, it's like a different thing.
That's why I want a vintage engagement ring.
Got you.
Upcycle or whatever.
Okay. Upcycle. Harry Winston.
Mm-hmm. I just want to be asked.
That's fair.
Yeah. He asked me to be his
boyfriend.
Is
there a world in which you do the asking, Mike?
I kind of like someone to you. I would like someone else to. I'm very much in control of my life, my social life. Mm-hmm. I keep myself busy and all that. So I would like someone to, but probably. I mean, I usually am the one that takes the lead.
Do you feel like when you have not been in control, you've been let down?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. But I also try to set my standards as you can't control everything. Like you have to like put in perspective, like this is out of your control. Gotcha. And you have to see where... It takes
I mean, I'm saying, like, do you leave space for people to just kind of take you along on their own
thing? Sometimes, not really. No. No.
Okay. I was just asking because it kind of struck me that way. I was like, oh, this guy's like, he, you've said multiple times that you're like, you're in control or you've got like a lot of stuff going on and you're kind of driving this shit. Yeah. And I think on some level, all of us need to kind of like drive our own lives anyway. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I think sometimes, and I'm saying this to myself as well, it's like we kind of like need to let loose or let go a little bit and allow somebody to, if we're interested in them, at least to allow somebody to like, let's see what you do.
Yeah.
My deadline is 3 months. So psychologically, 3 months is when people stop masking and they start really showing their true self and what their actual intentions are.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can't put on a facade longer than 3 months. Hmm. I mean, if you're a sociopath, then you probably can, but.
That's very true.
Have you noticed that with friends as well?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
I've never known that. Like, that's a good thing to know because now I believe it.
Let me write that down. Let me take notes.
three month rule. Okay.
I have a three month rule.
That's who you really are.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Usually, when you hit the 3 month mark, that's when people start to either get closer
or drift
or start drifting apart and having problems. Mm-hmm. And that's usually the 3 month mark. About that time is when you really start to like see someone for who they really are.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
That's actually how long it took for you to be nice to me. Oh. So.
Oh. I was always polite. They're like.
All jokes. Nice. We're friends now. That's all that matters. What's like your deal breaker when it comes to labels? Like, do you think it's a deal breaker if someone labels you guys too early? If like they wait too long, if they put a certain label on it, like for me, I think like red flag is when I ask a guy like, so what are we doing? Like, what are we?
Yeah.
And they say, you know, we're just talking, we're just hanging out. I'm like,
yeah, that's a red flag.
I did this one guy years ago, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna date the right way and just go on dates with him. It was like 3 months in, and I asked like, what are we? And he goes, I don't know because I might be moving. I'm like, what the fuck?
He didn't tell you that?
What the? Yeah, like, moving where? Like, to, like, Florida, whatever. I'm like, this whole...
Wait, how long are we all together?
Dating 3 months.
Okay.
Yeah, that's like the...
And then he decides to want to move to Florida. The plot thickens. Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck?
Okay.
The whole time?
The whole time?
And then, what sucked was, like... I stopped seeing him in August because it was around my birthday, and then like comes Outfest. He didn't move anywhere. In fact, he had a boyfriend.
Oh my God.
It'd be like that.
See? Well, that's a deal breaker.
That's a deal breaker. Which is why I had to ask, I had to let Carlos ask me to be my boyfriend.
It's you didn't so want to be in that position anymore. Interesting, the stuff that we go through that like again. Sets.
Yeah, a lot of the things that I've spoke about on this podcast up till now is stuff I've been through that changed the direction of my life. It's like, once you don't hold a hot pan in the oven twice.
Right. Yeah, no, that's just, that's why I don't like giving second chances. Like, I've given out so many second chances, especially in my early 20s, and just like left me hurt, crying and alone. And I feel like I wasted my time on those second chances when I could have been finding someone better for me.
Yeah, man, don't deserve that.
I just don't want to give any more second chances. Like, I get it. You know, some people are like, well, I gave my husband of 20 years a second chance. Like, okay, well, you're the exception. You're not the rule.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. When it comes to dating, no. Fuck, man.
No. I'm giving you a second absolutely chance. Absolutely not. No. You broke up. Like, you decided that I was too clinging one time, and now you want to, like, come back 2 months later and say that you miss me. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You miss this clingy attitude. All right?
Right.
Because now, like, there's nobody giving you that energy. No. Yeah, you can't come back over here. Nope. Don't bring it over here. I'm with you on that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I make you feel special? I know you miss that. Go be non-special over there.
Oh, man. But your question was deal breakers.
Deal breakers for like your is there like a time that you feel like is way too early to be to put a label on something? Do you think like there's
so I had a guy, text me like this is a guy that I had dated years ago, and I saw him on Instagram. Like he was somebody we dated a couple times, and then he had to move. It kind of fizzled out. But then we followed each other on Instagram. We would do little comments and stuff on our posts once in a while. It was nothing really.
Little cutesy.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, I want to say like a few months ago, he texted me like, hey, husband, or hey, hubby, or something like that. And I was like, oh.
You know how Mike feel.
Is this where we're going? Because I mean, like, we really had like a really great like connection initially.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, I will go with this, but I'm going to see where this is going to go. I mean, like, you do live in another state.
Let's play this out.
Let's play it out.
You know? For the like plot. It's for the
plot. Maybe they just don't know if it's like a, like, maybe to them it seems like a super playful term of endearment, but to you, you're like,
no, it's a little, it's honestly looking back, it was a little love bombing because it's like, oh, now I just need somebody's attention and I know how to get his attention and make it like sustained for
like,
a little bit.
Can you imagine dating for someone for like 3 dates and then they send you a girlfriend or boyfriend request on Facebook?
I always wanted to do that, and like I'm like screw Facebook, but I always wanted like
Carlos
a
and I
boyfriend
don't have that
in a relationship.
You should do it right now.
We discussed that, and like we never did it. Or even on Instagram.
I used to be obsessed with that.
You can tell.
I just want someone to say that they're dating me on Facebook. Now I'm just like, what's Facebook?
So you can tell on social media like we are together. But there's a time when like I wasn't on his at all. And that bothered me a little bit.
Is that like the new way of putting label. The label on
yes.
it? Yeah. Showing like, pictures?
I'm like, guys don't know you're in a relationship with me because I'm not on your social media at all. And he's like, well, I don't need to share my private life.
But you do.
I'm like, yes, you do.
You do. You already do. It's like literally Instagram. That's where you put your private life.
The people on Instagram that do the soft launches of their boyfriends, I think that's the funniest thing. And I'm just like, oh, he's just ugly. that's what it is. He's
or
ugly.
Like the girl, when they do a shadow.
And it's funny because like.
You see that hand?
Yes. If you go on his social media from like during pandemic, I'm in a lot of the shots, but I'm not in them. I'm either taking the picture.
He soft launched.
I'm either taking the picture or like my hand is there or something.
Hilarious.
Oh,
like, oh,
there. So I've never really, I've actually never gotten
to
that point.
Who is that man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I did. Okay. I did. I got to one. I did it one time, and it was at the 3 month mark. And I took a picture of like our date night, and I put it on Instagram. Done. Broke up with me like the next week.
I loved
and it. And you know what? Like honestly, I'm so proud of Past Renee doing that because she took a leap, and while she may have fallen into a bed of rocks, one day it'll be a bed of roses.
My favorite thing without labeling us when we were seeing each other was like, if multiple people like followed us on social media, I would post like what I made for dinner, and then like minutes later he would post in the story what I made for dinner, and people were like,
and people are adding wait
a
up.
Minute, I recognize that plate design.
There's a point to be said, like if you're not posting somebody that is special to you in your life, are they even that special?
I mean,
it depends on how online you are, of course, but I mean, like, if you're...
I think a lot of gays now are just... I know someone right now that you can only see the other person's hand when they're cheering a drink, but you don't see their face. So you know he's
or
seen...
Or, like, they do, like, the whole, like, flower pick, like... That special someone that brightened my day, or like,
is that your gay voice?
Or no? Like, no, that's my generic
white girl
basic bitch voice.
Love it.
That's my generic basic girl voice. like when he just knows.
Soft launch at Disney World.
See, it bugs me a little. Well, it doesn't. I won't say it bugs me, but like I know, I will post all my friends online, and some people will be like. Like, I know I must confuse a lot of people.
You confuse my mom all the time.
She's like, oh, is this a new man? Is this like, a new man?
Does he get taken, Renee?
I'm like, you know, I'm trying to put, like, hashtag friendship goals is always in the post so that y'all know I'm still single out in these streets. Like, it's still wide open. The proverbial door is wide open.
Wide open.
But yeah, you know, it's just like, I would like to be posted sometimes, friends.
I felt like I wasn't special in his life when he wasn't posting me on his social media.
Yeah.
That would make me feel some type of way.
Like, you posted a stranger's dog.
How long were y'all together before that bothered you?
Very early.
Okay.
It was very early.
But you guys still had, like, a label on it, and then...
No, not yet.
Okay.
Because I really wanted it so bad to happen so quickly, but like I always like try to be patient.
Gotcha.
I was like, I really want to.
Does he post you now?
Mm-hmm.
Sparingly? Yeah. Or like.
Vice versa.
Okay, so you both post each other, you're saying?
I mean, our Instagram isn't like all of us together.
No, but I'm saying like sometimes, you like it's not a thing. It doesn't feel like a job to like.
Mm-mm.
Like an upkeep of a conversation.
Yeah, like, I have to post my significant other on a Monday every week. Otherwise, he's going to catch
up. I just love it when like, people, like, do, like, their... I like a hard launch when you're just, like, randomly, like, bam. This is him.
This is him.
I'm dating that.
Yeah.
Mine.
I always get surprised. I remember when my friend Katarina did it for the first time, when she did her first hard launch of, like, a guy, and they still hadn't put a label on it, but, like... He had taken her out for like her birthday and all this stuff, and then she like did a hard launch with a picture, and I'm like, oh, my heart dropped. I was like, oh, you just did a social media launch.
I remember our hard launch was Easter of the year after, so we didn't post our first together pictures until Easter of 2021. And we're both wearing these gay Tommy Hilfiger sweaters on Easter.
See, knowing me, I would have...
I mean, Tommy Hilfiger, you got to do a hard launch when you're wearing that.
See, I would not... Like, I would be like... The way that I am, I would end up posting him, like, week two. But it's just like...
I would wait at least...
His jaw just dropped. Wait. No, so I'm saying, like, I would end up posting him, but it would be like, you know, hey, we're just doing, hanging out. Like, it wouldn't be, like, with a relationship, like, lens. And so I think that would then shoot me in the foot because then I'm putting myself in friend zone.
We talked about how... We're not putting our
shot with him after. I would do like a group shot with him after 2 weeks, but like a just you and me shot.
But I mean, I post everybody. Like you've seen,
on brand of like your social posts.
Yeah.
Okay,
so it would make sense. Like me, I'd be like, I'll give you a month or two.
Same.
You might get like one a year. Like that's fine.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think my just keep it real mentality and not working too hard. Like, and that's like not a slight against what anybody else wants to do.
Yeah.
But I just think, and I think that's like a double-edged sword for me, honestly, because mm-hmm. it's like, I don't even want to even have to think about, am I posting him too early?
So I feel that.
I feel like posting it.
Feel good about it, yeah.
You know, like, yeah. Screw it. Okay. And if he has a problem, then okay, that's on him.
That's great.
But at the same time, it's like, I don't want him to leave.
In this picture,
don't leave
so.
Me.
Right.
So I don't know. You can't always keep it real, I guess. One thing I always wanted to do, and I don't know if I will ever find anybody who is that gutsy, but I always wanted to do, like, first date, like, just take a selfie, uh-huh. just in case.
Uh-huh. Aww.
Just to go back and be like, oh, this was our first date.
Remember? I have,
like, yeah. I think that would be a really cute
I have a picture. I have a picture of Carlos the first day I met him at my chiropractor appointment.
Oh, really?
I met him at my chiro apartment, appointment. Mm. He was a receptionist. And he had his back turned. He was about to do a laser treatment on my leg, and I took a snapshot of his, like, the back of him to send to my friend, like, look, I'm seeing. I still have that picture.
Where you're being a creeper.
I was.
Honey, this is what I was creeping on you.
I did.
That's funny.
Yeah.
We can move on to final thoughts. If you're in a nebulous something with somebody else, and maybe you want to put a label on it, and you're not entirely sure where that person is, like, how do you approach that conversation, maybe?
Okay. So I think that if you guys have been seeing each other for... I'm very cut and dry with this. But this is just me. It can change from, like, situation and relationship to relationship, person to person. This is just how I view it. I think that, you know, if you have gone on, you know, like... 3 dates, you're dating. If you've been dating for more than a month and you're still not ready to, like, let's say, put, like, that hard label on it of boyfriend, girlfriend, if you're not willing to say that you're exclusive, I would say you can say, like, oh, we're seeing each other. Like, we're dating, seeing each other. Yeah. And then you can just, like, I think that, again, month 3 is a really good marker. Psychologically, mm-hmm. it really is.
They kind of call it like the 90-day rule almost, yeah, like when you don't have sex for the first, like, that's technically what you don't have sex for the first 3 months, and then
couldn't be me. in that time, if you've definitely spent a lot of time with each other, getting to know that person, and, you know, especially you guys have had sex, if you are not brave enough or have the confidence to put a label on it, even if it is just to say, just to have the conversation, like I want you to be my boyfriend, or I want you to be my girlfriend. What does that look like to you? And just have the conversation of, like, let's be exclusive, but, like, be open, but have an open relationship, that kind of thing. I think if you're not confident enough to ask that question, and you feel like they're gonna, like, run away if you ask that, that's not the kind of person that you want to be with, and that's not the type of relationship that you deserve. Or maybe, like, you feel like you're not even ready to have that conversation, then you just need to talk to each other. People talking is great.
Or you could be scared, like I was, because I've been tainted by so many.
Yeah,
bad if
you're scared, I just think that at least have some conversation at that point. Like, you need to. Or else you'll just be stuck in a loop of just, like, being miserable.
Sometimes
you should be enjoying that partnership.
You can do what I did, where I became really close with his friends, and I kind of, like, put...
Infiltrate yourself in his life.
But, like, they would ask me, so what are you guys doing? It's like, well, you know, I really like him a lot, and I want to be his boyfriend, but I'm waiting for him. So, like, I put it out there
If you want to make it really difficult, you can go that route.
No, but his friends were more curious about us as a couple than we were.
Mm. I have been scarred too of, you know, asking someone to put a label on it and then just, like, being like, no, mm. and, like, walking away. And that's fine. That means I don't want you.
I mean, me personally, I'm in the position, I think you just need to ask. Like, if it's to a point where you feel like there's something more there and you feel like, you know, you're ready to move to the next step, you have to take the jump.
Yeah. You gotta be with your thoughts first and be like, what do I exactly want?
Yeah, what do you
and
want out
then
of this?
Yeah.
Bring it to the table.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Bring everything to the table.
I mean, because honestly, at the end of the day, if you don't ask, you could potentially be with somebody who does not want the same thing as you, and how sustainable is that?
And then you're just there.
Yeah.
Stuck in something. Just there. Yeah. Just there, stuck in something you don't want
to
be in.
I think a lot of people are scared to put everything out on the table because they're scared that the other person would be like, this is way too much for me at once.
They're scared of rejection, of course.
Yeah. Exactly. But you can't be scared of rejection.
We got to get comfortable with rejection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have to.
I think that can be a theme of this podcast. It's just rejection. Like, even when you're trying to find, not rejection itself, but like being comfortable with it. Like, even when you're trying to like meet people, friendships, relationships, you have to be comfortable taking it. You have to be comfortable giving it. You have to be a versatile rejectionist.
Oh, I am super comfortable giving rejection. I've had a lot of practice receiving.
Bueno. Mike, do you have any final thoughts on this topic?
Just like I said before, like sit with yourself first and be like, what do I need exactly and what I expect from a title, and then bring it to the table.
Gotcha.
Hopefully it's at the right time, but sometimes your time is different from others.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Like you know exactly what you want in the moment, and then that person might not be there yet.
Right.
Yeah. But what if they agree, like, it's like, I see where you're at in your life, but maybe I'm not there, but there's potential.
Yeah. And give someone some grace.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I gave him grace.
But then there's a point where you have to cap it, I feel like. If that person keeps saying, well, I need time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you got lucky with Carlos. But some other people, at least, like, some other men, they'll just keep playing in your face and dragging you along.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, the not exception, but not the rule.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, again, if you would like to see us for another season, this was our season finale, by the way. So thank you for joining us for this fantastic season, this fantastic, I guess, rebrand or rebirth
of the
Boyfriends podcast. But again, if you want to see more of us, please go to anchor.fm/boyfriends. That will take you to our Spotify page. That's just like the little quick web link. We'll put the link in the description. You'll see a link that says support this podcast. You can give a monthly donation to us, and that we would be very grateful to that, because a lot of this costs a lot of money, and we want to be able to give you the best possible show. We appreciate all of the likes and the comments and the shares and all that stuff. So thank you for sticking with us. And for the last time this season, if you have no one else,
you've got us.